Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Scorpions are your artist of the day. Yes, we're holding out the big one for 5 o'clock. And yes, we continue to laugh off air about Eric Swalwell, the congressman from California, former Democratic presidential candidate, who was on with Chris Matthews last night on Hardball and dropped a doozy for everyone to hear.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from Republicans.
Perhaps you didn't hear that.
Oh, we heard it.
That was a fart.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from Republicans.
Now, Hardball has come out today saying that this was
not
a mug.
Yeah, it was
a coffee mug that was. I happen to have a coffee mug right here.
Okay.
How strange.
Oh, let's do try to reenact this, please.
Hardball says that it was a coffee mug going across the table while they were doing the interview. Now, I have a coffee mug here. Just happen to have one. Here's what a coffee mug sounds like going across the table.
Oh, so close.
Wait. Hang on. I almost heard a fart there. Hang on.
No, I don't feel like that's what that sounded like.
I didn't hear a fart.
No, not quite. Close, but not
taxpayer
quite.
Dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from
he even drops it in between words and winces, and you can see him wincing.
And Sam slowed the video down in the newsroom earlier. You see him say, he looks like this. He goes,
yeah, he lifts he up.
As if the fart elevates his body off the ground.
Really rises to the occasion there.
Wow. He visually tenses while it's happening.
It's a visual tensing. Mm-hmm. And it is on the KMBZ Facebook page if you choose to go there. It's so funny.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election. And the-
just own it. Dude, you had a classic fart on national TV.
Okay, this is my favorite story of the day. You know that the Mr. Rogers... with Tom Hanks, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is coming out. I cannot wait to see this film.
Are you going
to
go?
I is it Friday that it comes out? It's not already out, is it?
I believe it is this Friday. That's
okay, right. Yeah. So yes, I don't know that I can make it Friday, but it is on my list immediately to go see, okay? This is from CNN. Tom Hanks is taking getting into character to a whole new level. He's actually related to one. Hanks found out Sunday that he is related to Fred Rogers.
Stop the horse.
No. I swear to you.
Oh, my word. This is breaking news.
Ancestry.com discovered there's a serial killer in your family. There are 2/6 cousins, and Hanks is on that same tree branch with Mr. Rogers. The two are 6th cousins. Their common ancestor is someone named Johannes Meffert. Mm. Their subsequent ancestors had the last name of Meffert. They share the same 5-times great-grandfather who immigrated from Germany to America. When they told Hanks and his wife, Rita Wilson, who was there, they both said, no way, you are pulling our leg. And many fans have said maybe that is why he makes the perfect Mr. Rogers.
I will say this with some trepidation. I do plan to see the movie, but it looks really boring.
Oh, you have lost your mind.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry.
I am expecting to cry.
It just looks boring. I mean,
why do you have to pee on Mr. Rogers' neighborhood?
I'm not peeing on Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. Maybe I'm farting on
it. It's not going to be boring. It's about it. This was based out of an article, I believe, where a journalist is sent to go interview Mr. Rogers, and he's freaking out because you don't want to interview someone like that. Mm-hmm. You want your heroes to be your heroes.
And he was an investigative journalist, so he felt like this was a fluff story.
And was it not?
Apparently
not. No, I think it turned into much more than that. For the journalist, for Mr. Rogers. Let me see review. I don't want to look at the review, though. I really don't. I would rather it just be...
It's got Tom Hanks in it. I mean, how bad could it be?
Okay, this is from Rolling Stone, so we believe Rolling Stone, right?
Oh, yeah.
It is a movie as open-hearted as Mr. Rogers. Rolling Stone gave it 4 out of 5 stars.
Do we have Jack Posiger's number laying around?
Oh, I'd love to call him.
Can somebody see if we got Jack Posiger's number? Because I'm sure he's seen it. And we'll just give him a ring. By the way, he says the Irishman is the best movie of the year.
The Irishman?
Uh-huh. Yeah, with De Niro and... Trying to remember who else is in that. But anyway, he says, I bumped into him the other weekend here at the radio station. He goes, you've got to see this movie. It's the best movie of the year.
The profile was called Can You Say... Hero, and it was published in Esquire in 1998, the year that A Beautiful Day takes place. You're right, Rebecca. The journalist accepted the Rogers assignment thinking he just might penetrate the Rogers bubble of bland. And I'm not going to say the rest of it because I don't want to give it away.
No, come on.
But he was just a hard-hitting investigative journalist who was like, what? And then I think something beautiful happens when he...
I think he's a changed man after the interview.
It's beautiful.
So it's a good movie. It's a feel-good movie, but it's boring.
Inspirational.
No, not at all. I think it's inspirational. It says the entrance and the song are a huge risk. Think about this. When you think about the entrance to Mr. Rogers... And that song, you can immediately see it in your eye, and you see Fred Rogers. You don't see Tom Hanks in your mind, right?
Right.
So Rolling Stone writes, the entrance and the song are a huge risk. It is naive to think that because Hanks and Rogers are both nice guys, that there's no acting required. But Hanks, who captures the man's precise diction and soothing intonation, quickly moves past intimidation to find the nurturing soul that Mr. Rogers opened to the world, not just to children, but to skeptics like Lloyd, the journalist.
So it's boring.
Hanks succeeds triumphantly. No, this is beautiful.
I'm not saying it's not beautiful. I'm not saying it's not inspiring. What I'm saying is there any conflict? Is there sex? I mean...
Why would you want sex in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood?
Gosh, I think that would ruin all of our childhood.
What is wrong with you? Oh, my God.
That is what makes things interesting is conflict, violence, and sex. That's
you
a fact. Ask any marketer.
Sad little man.
Okay, Scott. Well, I think that's what was going on around the world when Mr. Rogers made that change.
Did he not have sex with his wife?
Please not use that word in a conversation about the late Fred Rogers,
did he
for
not
the
have,
love of God.
Did he not have intercourse?
Stop it! Stop it!
Here he comes.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine?
Could you be mine?
It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have all.
Come here, I'm the only one. Wanna come over
is very important, children. Gather around. The U.S. Postal Service has released the exact address of Santa Claus.
Oh.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And yes, it is in the North Pole. Mm-hmm. Let me see what it is. Oh, kids, get your pens and pencils ready. The Santa Claus lives at 123 Elf Road, North Pole, 88888. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If you need me to read that again, kids, if you want to write to Santa this year, 123 Elf Road, North Pole, 88888. Story here from CNN. A Texas mom is outraged after she put a sweet note in her five-year-old son's lunchbox, only to get a nasty note from a daycare employee in return. The incident, by the way, has led to her firing. The mother, identified only as Francesca, said her son has been going to Rocking Horse Daycare in Kingwood, Texas for 3 years and has never had any problems. Francesca said she recently made healthy changes to her son's lunch and wrote a note for extra support. The note in the lunchbox asked workers to, quote, please tell my son that his mommy loves him so much and that I'm thinking about him. That same note came back in the lunchbox that evening and had something new written at the bottom. No! Put him on a diet and go away. Francesca alerted the daycare, who then investigated and told her the employee never intended for her to see what was written. Now, I have a healthy sense of skepticism about things like this. And I looked at the notes. Well, there's only one note. Strangely, the handwriting on the note and the handwriting from the daycare provider, which tells her to go away, put him on a diet, blah, blah, blah. The handwriting is amazingly similar.
Look at that.
Huh. I'm not buying what this Mama Francesca is selling.
I hate it when you do this, because if you are wrong, you are just victimizing these people all over again.
Did you not see what I showed you in the newsroom? Do the A's and M's look exactly alike?
What are you, some CSI handwriting expert on the witness stand now?
I am getting very close.
You just need an emphasis pointer.
All I'm saying is the handwriting is very similar. Fact! And a healthy dose of skepticism goes a long way. The mom, allegedly, in my opinion, is lying. She wrote the note herself.
That's... Because you think the N and the A look similar?
No, the M and the A look similar. Not buying what you're selling there, Francesca.
There was another one in the news, actually, overnight, and you have destroyed any faith I have in humanity, because until I started working next to you every day, I
used to believe this garbage.
Well, let me flip that around. Now when I see these stories, the first thing I think is, well, Scott's not going to believe that, because in a couple of instances, it's turned out that someone did this.
Jussie Smollett?
Well, that was different.
You believed him.
There was another one in the news overnight, and it's so horrifying, it's hard to believe. And I'm not saying I don't believe them. It's just so awful. I don't want to believe them. Where this family has a sick child. And they took a photo of a sign that they say someone left outside of their house or apartment door.
From Toledo, Ohio, the father of a baby boy with two rare birth disorders says he wants to battle hatred with love after someone targeted the family with a sign telling them to, quote, let the baby die. Father Casey Ehlers, put up six signs around the Franklin Park Mall in Toledo, Ohio, that share a bit about his four-month-old son's rare birth disorders and how others can help donate. He was shocked to find someone had added a sign with a hateful message to the mix. That sign read, "Stop asking for money, let the baby die." It's called Darwinism. Happy holidays.
Stop asking for money. Let the baby die. It's called Darwinism. Happy holidays. Mm-hmm. Which is so cruel.
I would agree.
And so awful for this poor family that has this sick child that it's hard to believe anyone could be so awful. But there are people out there who are horrible people, Scott. And so I tend to take these things at face value and you tend to question them.
I do.
What stands out about the sign that was left out in front of this poor family's home is that it's made in block, what do you call those letters? Like spray painted stencil.
Stencil letters.
It is stenciled.
Yeah.
Like someone actually got a piece of wood, like a pretty big piece, and then got all of these stencil letters, which would have taken some time, and stenciled this message. Mm-hmm. And Dan and I were talking about it out in the newsroom. He goes, who has like a 26-letter stencil kit lying around? And again, I don't think he's saying he believes that this is a hoax. But it would be easier to trace back and identify who's responsible for this, because you'd be like, oh, yeah, it's the art teacher next door, because no one else in 2019 has a stencil kit.
From the text line, do you have any idea who lives at 124 Elf Road at the North Pole? My cold-hearted ex-wife.
Don't pee on Christmas.
I'm not.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive
worst
into.
Worst song ever recorded.
Of me, the love we share seems to go nowhere, and I've lost my light.
God, this song is awful.
For I toss and turn, I can't sleep at night. Once I ran to you,
rather gut myself with a rusty knife. Listen to that song again. This is why I am so cynical, Dana. By the way, we're going to do a Terrible Joke Tuesday coming up in the next segment of the program. All we ask is that your jokes are horrible but arable. Okay? Keep them clean. If they're dirty, we might laugh off the air, but we won't read them on it. This is why I'm so cynical. A man is suing Burger King because the meatless Impossible Whopper is cooked on the same grill as meat products, according to the lawsuit.
Oh, so therefore it cannot truly be meatless.
The class action lawsuit, which was filed this week in the Southern District of Florida by an idiot, claims that although the burger chain advertises its vegan option as meat-free, it is contaminated by meat byproduct because it is cooked on the same grill as meat products. The suit accuses Burger King of false advertising and benefiting monetarily from offering a vegan option that is not, in fact, vegan. Burger King declined to comment. Burger King's website describes the Impossible Whopper as 100% Whopper, 0% beef. For guests looking for a meat-free option, a non-broiler method of preparation is available upon request. The plaintiff is a guy by the name of Philip Williams. He is a vegan. How do we know that? Because he told us. Who does not eat or drink anything that uses animal byproducts.
Have you not ever purchased something, or have you ever paid attention to your purchase, which will say, this product is made in a factory where there are other products, and those products might have touched a nut. And if that product that touched the nut touched this product, we cannot with 100% certainty say this never touched a nut. Now, you will see that label on all kinds of things, or made in a factory which also contains nut products.
Are you a vegan or a vegetarian?
I am a vegetarian.
Okay.
I had the Impossible Whopper last night.
How was it?
It's great. I like it. I also requested the other method of cooking it, not on the grill with the other meat, which is in a microwave.
You can request that.
Yeah.
See, then this is what's going to happen. This is why the lawyers make the world go round. Burger King is now going to have to say product may be cooked on a surface which has touched meat. I'm not saying this guy's going to win a lawsuit, but it will prompt some kind of label that says that.
Okay. Do you know how somebody is a vegan?
Because they tell you.
Don't worry, they'll tell you.
I don't recall Rebecca ever coming over to me and discussing
and I
her.
I believe it was years before you figured this
dietary
out.
Habits.
Well,
with
no,
me.
You're a vegetarian. Mm-hmm. Vegetarians are different than vegans.
Vegan. Because they don't tell you.
Did you hear, by the way, and I'm curious, Rebecca, what you think about this. Are you not a milk drinker?
I do not drink milk, but it's also because I'm lactose intolerant.
Okay, so did you saw the story in the news this week that one of the biggest milk manufacturers is declaring bankruptcy because people are not drinking milk. Look it up. I will tell you, I am.
I drink milk every day.
I don't know why.
I love milk.
I don't know if it was something that happened in my childhood where I went to smell it and it did not smell good. The sight of milk makes me gag.
What?
It makes me gag. I don't want to look at it. I don't want to smell it. I sure as hell am not drinking it. But I've been like that my whole life.
Wow.
Love cheese. Love eggs. Love all things dairy.
Eggs have nothing to do with milk.
Cannot stand milk. Blech. Like the kids when they leave cereal, like the floaty, shriveled, what's the word I'm looking for? Soggy cereal in a bowl of milk. It triggers my gag reflex.
Really?
Yeah, it's like the only rule I have in the house. Do not leave milk out in any way, shape, or form. It makes me sick.
Dean Foods is blaming a decades-long drop in milk consumption that has seen people turn to alternatives like soda, juice, and almond milk. The Dallas company says it will sell itself to Dairy Farmers of America, a marketing cooperative owned by thousands of farmers. Huh. Since 1975, the amount of liquid milk consumed per capita in the United States has tumbled more than 40%.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
I'm going to say something that's going to make you sick to your stomach.
Why do you think it's tumbled 40%?
I don't know.
We gave it to the kids when they were growing up, of course.
I think we have options now that we didn't have before. We
almond
have the
milk,
soy milk and almond
so
milk.
I wouldn't drink that either.
I drink Fairlife, which the kids are all like, well, you know, Fairlife is very cruel to animals. It's all garbage. Whatever. I woke up at 3 o'clock this morning, and I had to go to the bathroom. So I went to the bathroom. And then I walked into my kitchen, and I opened my refrigerator.
Do not tell me you drank it out of there.
Right out of the tub. And I took the lid off my Fairlife milk, and I went, and then I put the lid back on, and I put it right back in the refrigerator. And I felt good.
Ugh.
I drank more milk this morning. Oh, it was so delicious. White. And it was whole milk too, the really thick kind.
Or as my daughter used to call it, get the creamy milk. Like if you buy whole milk, it is definitely creamier. And the kids could tell when they were little if we'd buy skim. But the pediatricians always told us you want the fat content for the children's growing brains when they're little. So we always had the kids drink milk. The kids to this day drink milk. I just can't stand the sight of it out, sitting out.
What happened to you, weirdo?
I cook with it.
Like, if I offered you a glass of milk right now...
I would not... I don't know that there's an amount of money that you could
pay me to
drink it.
If I gave you $50...
No. No way.
To drink a small glass of milk.
Nope. And I love cottage cheese. Isn't that weird?
A small... This tall. Like a shot of milk.
No.
You wouldn't drink it for $50?
No.
You're weird.
Can I take you up on that offer?
No, you may not.
Oh, okay.
I think with milk, people are in two camps. You either drink it or you are completely grossed out by it.
I could drink a gallon of milk a day.
Haven't you heard we are the only culture? I need to look this up because I don't want to get it wrong. But I think it's that we're the only culture that drinks other animals' milk.
I've heard that before.
I've heard that.
Americans are the only ones who drink milk. That's a lie.
That drinks other animals' milk. I've heard that somewhere. I don't even like the word milk. It grosses me out.
Milk.
Humans did not start out being able to even digest animal milk.
Yeah, it has to be pasteurized.
This is from the BBC. Well, then why is raw milk the new thing that everyone's wanting to buy?
Well, you're not drinking it right out of the teat.
Here we go.
Oh, here comes Captain Encyclopedia.
So, you want to know who drinks milk?
Is it just America?
Oh, gosh, no. Okay. There's a big world out there, Dana.
I know.
You should go see it.
What is that? No, Dan, what is that Finland. Thing that I've read that says we're the only culture that drinks other animals' milk?
You mean human beings as a culture?
I mean, define culture. Like Western culture?
You know, the Maasai Indians of Africa.
Oh, God.
Will drink milk from their cows. Mixed with blood. Sometimes it's a really interesting drink. But yeah, they drink milk. The highest consumers of milk are the Finns. The Finnish. The Finnish people.
Mm-hmm. The Finners.
They are done. They have come
are
to
you
the end.
Finish?
They finish it. They finish the whole glass.
Mm. Wow. get out.
They finish it.
So bad. Terrible Joke Tuesday is not for another few minutes. Get out.
Netherlands, Switzerland, they all drink more milk per capita than we do.
See? So we're not the only ones. Do the Finns finish it?
Oh, they finish it.
Get out.
Yeah, get out.
Okay.
No, please exit. We'll do Terrible Joke Tuesday next. It doesn't have to be, well, let me rephrase that. It has to be terrible, but it has to be arable, okay? So don't text in your awful, inappropriate jokes, okay? We'll do Terrible Joke Tuesday. Text them in right now to 22980. Terrible Joke Tuesday is next on Dana and Parks. Get him in. Excuse me, I'm having a bit of a coughing fit. It is Terrible Joke Tuesday. 22980. They have to be terrible, but they have to be arable. All right? I'll start. What do Christmas stockings and Jeffrey Epstein have in common?
Oh, no.
Oh, I don't know, Scott. What?
Glad you asked, Sam. They don't hang themselves.
Oh, my God.
What?
We said arable.
That's arable.
Should I repeat my example from earlier?
Yes, Dana, I think we need that.
Please, no.
Did you hear about the explosion at the cheese factory in France?
No, we didn't.
There was debris everywhere. Brie.
What kind of table can you eat?
I don't know, Scott. What kind of table can you eat?
A vegetable.
Have you ever made chili?
Sam, I'm not sure that I ever have.
Well, when you're making chili, you only want to put 239 beans in there. Do you know why?
No.
Well, if you put one more, it'll be 240. That was my own.
That one might win.
Oh, hey, Scott.
Rebecca, what's going on?
So I know this guy who got fired because he just asked a customer if they preferred smoking or non-smoking.
Huh.
Yeah, apparently the correct term was cremation or burial.
Oh, wow!
I see.
Oh, no.
Do you want to participate or not?
No, that was just very bad.
Would you please get on the text line? You're over there typing.
I'm ranking them, and that was bad.
Get your in here. Or I'm going to start reading Helen Keller jokes.
No. What do sprinters eat before a race?
Dana, that's a really good question. I don't know. What do sprinters eat before a race?
Nothing. They fast.
I see.
What do you call a pony with a sore throat?
What do you call
That's a great question,
pony?
Sam.
You know, I've never wondered that, but now I do. What do you call a pony with a sore throat?
He's a little horse.
Wow. Why do melons have weddings?
I don't know.
Because they can't elope.
Ever wonder how you make a tissue dance?
No, how?
You put a little boogie in it.
How many apples grow on a tree?
That's a good question.
All of them? How does a penguin build its house, Rebecca?
That's a great question, Dana.
It glues it together. Oh.
That's so stupid.
Hey, what do you call a bear with no teeth? Huh. A gummy bear.
Get out.
Why did the Invisible Man turn down the job offer?
I don't know.
He couldn't see himself doing it.
Did you hear about the two thieves who stole a calendar?
No.
Yeah, they each got 6 months.
Hey, to whoever stole my copy of Microsoft Office, I will find you. You have my word.
Hey, Sam.
Yes, Rebecca.
What do you call a pile of cats?
I don't know, Rebecca. What do you call a pile of cats?
A meowton.
Hey, Rebecca, have you ever wondered which side of the chicken has the most feathers?
No, I've never wondered that
Yeah,
before.
It would be the outside.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's the side that.
Well, why'd the mushroom go to the party?
I don't know.
I heard he was a fun guy.
If you see a robbery at an Apple store, does that make you an eyewitness?
Hey, Scott, do you ever wonder how this show gets ratings?
No, boss. I've never wondered.
But you do.
Two goldfish are in a tank. One says to the other, do you know how to drive this thing?
I had a dream once that I was in an ocean made of orange soda. Some would call it a fantasy.
Do you guys mind if I tell a kitten joke real quick? Just kidding.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.